BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Scientists in the United States say the first baby has been born using a new three-person fertility technique. A baby boy who is now 5 months old was born to Jordanian parents who were treated by an American team in Mexico, as the procedures are not approved in the US. The technique could allow parents with rare genetic mutations to avoid passing them on to their babies. The World Health Organization has announced the eradication of measles from the Americas. This makes them the first regions in the world to be free of the disease. Reports from Aleppo say Syrian government forces have been making advances on the ground in the centre of the divided city. Military sources and rebels say pro-government forces appear to be mobilising for a possible ground assault after several days of airstrikes against the rebel-held east of Aleppo. The health of the veteran Israeli politician and statesman Shimon Peres is deteriorating. Close relatives have gone to the hospital where he's been since suffering a major stroke 2 weeks ago. Shimon Peres won the Nobel Peace Prize for his part in a political deal with the Palestinians in the 1990s. The England football manager Sam Allardyce has left his job after just 67 days and one game in charge. The Football Association said his conduct was inappropriate for his post. It follows newspaper allegations that Mr. Allardyce used his position to negotiate a business deal worth $500,000 and offered advice on how to get around the FA's rules on player transfers. The head of the FBI in the United States says the investigation into a man accused of bombing targets in New York and New Jersey does not point to a larger terror cell. The FBI director, James Comey, told Congress the organization would look into prior warnings about Ahmad Khan Rahami, which it had received from his father. And the Swiss House of Representatives has voted in favour, by just one vote, of a ban on wearing burqas in public. The right-wing Swiss People's Party say the burqa and radical Islam must be seen as connected, but the Swiss Senate is unlikely to back a ban. BBC News.